Chase.
Yes.
They're all in my control room.
You know, I was about to ask, is Tom in his room? Because it doesn't sound like he's on his microphone.
No.
That's what comes from way too many years of listening to radio.
Right. Well, no, there's other things that can happen from listening
that
to
too.
Way too many.
But there's therapy for that.
I'm having issues in my room.
Again?
Yeah, again.
This is like the second time in a month.
Yeah, I know. First time since then.
Do you remember how we fixed it?
No one privied me to that, and that would probably be against company policy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I fixed it.
Well, no, we want Chase to know so we can call him at 6:15 in the morning.
Sure.
Chase, it's not working. Hi.
Exactly.
It'll sound just like that.
That's
too.
It. So, and then Kat's here this morning.
Good morning.
Two mornings in a row.
My
Good goodness.
Morning.
We didn't scare her off yesterday.
It's a win streak.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. We've been able
Our tradition. I mean, after all, this is Aggieland.
That's true. You didn't know that if you do something twice, it's a tradition?
No.
Yeah, so there. Just be careful. Okay? All right, so today it's to help you out the next time you go hunting for your keys.
Oh, I need help on that.
Okay.
You know, I had an odd emergency this weekend along those lines.
Emergency?
Yeah. My wife left town with a friend, and they were just doing a little girls' extended weekend away. And
helping the economies of other counties.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, doing that.
Well, we bought gas here before she left.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
No, she got about 2 hours away from here, and I needed to leave the house and run an errand, and I realized I didn't have my keys. Mm. They were in the door of her car.
Really?
Like in one of the inside compartments?
Not sticking in
lock.
No, when you were saying that yesterday, tell me about it. I'm thinking, God, the keys are sticking out the door.
Yeah,
I thought
you meant stuck in the door.
Okay, no. So kind of in the little map carrier there.
Sure enough, they were there. I called her, and she said, yeah, they're there. So she was going to drive all the way back up here. By the grace of God, I was digging through, everybody has that drawer at home.
Yeah.
I was digging through that drawer. Yeah. I found an extra key to my truck, and, of course, then had the garage door opener. So
sure.
We got off okay. So
first world problem.
I know.
It really is, but you know what? When you're going through it, it sucks.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Because actually Jackie's had to climb through a doggy door once.
See, I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, no. So the next time
I probably gotten stuck, they'd have to call the fire department and tell them to bring, Crisco or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
And then, of course, your name would be in the report.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
And the dog was waiting to get through. And Jackie would just.
Yeah.
Well, really. Well, it depends on. It's okay if the dog's on the outside part of the door, but.
Right. So the next time you're hunting for your keys, if you will say keys out loud.
They'll respond to you?
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, that's the main campus right there.
Yeah.
That's the mothership.
Yeah.
Shows that naming the objects you're searching for may help.
Gold.
Lottery ticket. Child. I mean, gub. And there's any number of things. Well, it depends on where you are as you're wandering around calling out what you're looking for.
Really?
Probably not.
Just walk around today screaming winning lottery numbers and see how far that gets you.
Yeah, right. Or beer!
It's going to be a good
morning. So much beer? We want a lottery ticket?
No,
yeah, really.
Just saying.
You know, Scott, if you get a winning lottery ticket, you can buy a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Info.
Yeah.
Mason.
Yeah, you could do that. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. What?
Well, I'd never noticed it before, but there's one of those, ostensibly a National Guards person that's in that commercial that sounds like about an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
I've heard that.
Wow. Okay.
Well, get a deal.
Recruiting young.
I know.
There you go. It's August the 8th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is Happiness Happens Day. Happiness
every day.
Happens.
Every day should be.
That's every day, yeah.
If you make it that way.
Today is Sneak Some Zucchini on Your Neighbor's Porch Night. It depends on the neighborhood you live in, you know?
Now, number one, who came up with that harebrained idea? Number two, how did it even sniff the show prep service?
Well, I don't know. We've done it before. I just, and again.
Really? You've snuck
mentioned. No, we've mentioned it before. But
seems like a year ago we mentioned it.
Something like that.
It's a lot more fun is if you bake a bunch of brownies, put them in a brown bag and write not dog poop and stick it in front of someone's door and knock and run away.
Oh, I thought you were going to say set it on fire and then knock on the door.
Well, it's brownies. You don't really want to set it on fire.
But at least the bottom of your shoes would smell better.
I mean, do you know someone who would actually eat brownies out of a bag that's left on their front porch?
Not everyone's as naturally suspicious as you are, Scott.
I guess not, but one might think.
Okay. Of course, if you saw little pixies after consuming a brownie or two, you might want to hold off on finishing off the bag.
Either that or go ahead and get all of them.
Yeah.
And then get some ding-dongs.
Yeah.
Right. We could take this in every direction possible.
Yeah, sure, there's no doubt. Yeah, absolutely.
Birthdays today, some people that Kat's never heard of. And Chase barely has. Actress Esther Williams is 91.
That's Lorenzo Lamas's mama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Fernando's Corinthian leather, is that right?
That was Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I get them confused.
We say actress, but, you know, it's Olympic time. She was a swimmer,
She was a swimmer chick.
Quite a good one, too. Mm-hmm. From The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman, actor Richard Anderson turns 86 years old today.
I bet parts of him are bionic by now.
Yeah, probably so.
Maybe a hip or a knee, something like that.
He was wearing a bad wig even back then.
Nita Talbot.
No.
Nita Talbot's an actress that I've heard of, so I circled her. She's 82. Mel Tillis is 80 years old.
Wow.
The country singer.
Do you think he forgets what he's trying to say in between the.
He just moves on.
Yeah.
There you go. One of my favorite actors of all time, for sure, is Dustin Hoffman. He turned 75 years old.
I think we have another fan.
Yeah, another fan. Well, you know, it's amazing when you think all the way back to The Graduate. And, you know, when we first heard of Dustin Hoffman and all the great work he's done since then.
Yeah, when Mel Brooks' wife tried to seduce him.
Well, and that's the interesting thing is she's only about 10 years older than he is. He just played very young at that time.
See, to me, I think he'll always be Captain Hook.
Generational thing.
That's how I got to know him.
Yeah.
Okay. Connie Stevens, the actress, turned 74 years old today. And from the Statler brothers, Phil Balsley,
he's
73.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't sing with them anymore?
No.
Keith Carradine, the actor, and he sang some too, is 63 years old. Donnie Most, that's Potsy from Happy Days.
And Little Else.
Really?
Yeah, surely he did a Love Boat, don't you think?
I don't know, he may have, but
you know, I know who he's having lunch with today who's having a birthday, though.
Okay.
Anson Williams, Potsy?
No, we'll get to him.
No, wait, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Donnie Most wasn't Potsy. Who was he? He was the redhead guy.
He was Ralph Mouth.
Ralph, there you go.
I didn't even hear you get that wrong.
Yeah.
I didn't catch you get that wrong. How about that?
You missed one. He's 59 years old. Deborah Norville, the news anchor, turns 54 years old.
That's Inside Edition, you know. That's not just any news show.
Yeah, and she's still doing that, I think.
She was the first in a long line of people who didn't fit well with the Today Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Country singer Mark Wills turns 39 years old. Singer Drew Lachey. Of 98 Degrees, turns 36 years old.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Michael Urie, he was on Ugly Betty, is 32 years old today.
And even Kat's shaking her head.
Yeah. I'm just working with one list, so that's all I got.
Well, Donnie Most, without a doubt, sharing a birthday with, and maybe even sharing lunch today with the immortal Larry Wilcox from Chips.
Oh, from Chips, yeah.
I mean, you talk about two guys who go, man, remember the scene of our careers? When was that, like 35 years ago?
So, 7, Mary, 3, and 4. Yeah. That was their call sign on Chips, Ponch, and John.
The conservative
I knew that'd get you.